Not like this. Ali, but the Rabbi Yehuda diyamar. Dvorim hanasim bebigdei lovin mibachutz. Hey, certain things the Kohen Gadol was still wearing his bigdei lovin, even though it was outside, not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Like here, this year, the choosing the Gerolos was done in the Azorah outside, and still the Kohen Gadol was wearing the bigdei lovin. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says that dvorim hanasim bebigdei lovin mibachutz loy ma'akfo is not likuvoy. Any of those type of avoidis is not likuva. Doesn't even if it's not done, still it's kosher. Is kuli yamalei pligid loy ma'akfo. So according to Yehuda, everybody holds that the whole hagrol is not likuva because the kohen gadol does it when he's wearing his bigdei lovin and it's done outside of the azara. So even if you don't make the hagrol, it's still it's kosher. You could just say lechatas and lazozel. Keep pligi. Where's the machlekas Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yechanan? I'll leave with Rabbi Nechemia. Goes the quote of Rabbi Nechemia Shita. That he knows what it is likuva. That even things the kohen gadol does outside of the bigdei lovin could be likuva. So Rashi says, "Leave with Rabbi Yehuda." Rashi says, "The parakot sila." We'll see later on in the Gemara. Pligi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemia. It's a machlekas. Im shina b'seder avoydes lahaktem esam ucher. The Amr Rabbi Nechemia. If he does the wrong seder, the Amr Rabbi Nechemia. Kol seder avoydes shenas is a bigdei lovin. Any avoid that has to be done when he's wearing his white clothing, bein bifnim, whether it's inside, going to fnail lefnim, bein bachutz, going to hechel, when he's in the hechel, oy biazor is makif, it is makif, as they help from the chemia. The chuka, the ksiva, binyona, the achri mois, or lio ksiva. Has anything the kohen gadol does when he wears his big day lovin, he says the word chuka, and it's likuva. If you have Yehuda amano, lo ksiva chuka, le bedvorim anasim, big day lovin, mi bifnim. You have Yehuda shita with no tutunoim. It has to be done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the big day lovin. Tilkach. Hagrola she'ena nasim mivfnim elu mibachutz. So hagrola the mishnah before said you're doing the azara outside. Is Rabbi Yehuda the yama advorim she nasim mibachutz like see the chukah. So kuliam lepligi defilu Rabbi Yanai moed Rabbi Yehuda leimakfom. Is according to Rabbi Yanai for sure it's not makif. According to Rabbi Yehuda for sure it's not likuva. Even Rabbi Yanai is moed it's not likuva. His do machlekes is alibri of Nechemia. That the Mechemi says what the avoiders you do, the big day loving, is likuva. So man, the yama miyakfa krem Nechemia. His Rabbi Yana is very good. He goes like Rabbi Nechemia Shita. Since the kohen gadol has to be wearing the big day loving when he does the hagrola, so Mele says the word chuka on whatever he has to be, whatever he has to do with the big day loving. So therefore, it's likuva. If you don't make the hagrola, it's not chal. Which one is lachatis? Which one is lazozel? Of a man, the Yom Loi Makfa, what's trying Rabbi Yechanan? I, Rabbi Nechemia says it's likuva. Hani mili avoida. What's likuva if it doesn't avoida? A shchita or a zrika? Of a hagrola lav avoidi. Rabbi Yechanan holds this Indian of hagrola, choosing which seer should go la Shem, which one should go la Zozo, that's not called an avoida. See, even according to Rabbi Nechemia, still it's not likuva. And he could yarn me something like this. No, just the opposite. As according to Rabbi Nechemia, it holds whatever Kohen Gadol has to do when he's wearing his big day lovin is likuva. Here also, even Rabbi Yechanan is moida, it would be likuva according to Rabbi Nechemia. If you don't make that grola, you don't have a sila chatis, you don't have a sila zozel. Keep ligi. Where's the machlekes Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yechanan? I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. No machlekes is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. His man the Yom Loi Makfa Rabbi Yechanan that says the Hagrol is not likuva to Rabbi Yehuda. He goes look like Rabbi Yehuda Shita that since it's not an avoider being done of Nai Lefnim, it's only an avoider being done by Chutz in the Azorah. So even though you have to wear your big day loving, it's not likuva. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So Rabbi Yechanan is very good. O man the Yom Meyakfa, what's trying Rabbi Yana though? I Rabbi Yehuda hold is not likuva. So Marin says Shani Hocha. Titoni Beikro Asher Ola Asher Ola Trey Zimna. Here the Torah says two times that you have to pick up the Hagrolo and put it on the serum. So since it says it two times here, that's called Likuva. The Rashi says at the bottom Rashi. Shani Hocha Titoni Beikro Afa Gav the Chuka Lav Ola Kaimo. True. The word Chuka, according to Rabbi Yehuda, does not go on something that's done Bachutz. It only goes on the Avod is done Bifnim of Alakiv Makfa. Still here's Likuva. Why? Sharei Shana Olav Akosiv. Laka. The Torah says it two times here. That tell us it's Likuva. Or Mikra Yisera Nafle Likuva. Since it says two times Asher Olo, Asher Olo. Mashmi, you have to put this girl on top of one sawyer to call it Lashem Chatis, and the other one has to go Zilman Lazozel. If you don't make the gorillas, it's not Chal Chatis, not Chal Lazozel. So that's Rabbi Yannai Shita, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is Yehli Kuva. For a mitzvah, have a kashina. Mitzvah lahagul. Some says it's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah to make that grolla. Take the kalfi, the box, and put the two grollas inside it and choose. V'yim lo higrul, but if he didn't make that grolla, he didn't choose, is kosher. Still is kosher, posher mashma, that the Kohen Gadol could say, I want this sori to be lachatis, and this one to be lazozel. So vishleim alhach lishna v'yamrit. That I leave with Rabbi Yehuda Kulu Yamalei Pligid Loi Makvam. Vishleim, according to the second Shita, second Loshin. The Lord Rabbi Yehuda Shita, everybody holds not Likuva. So then, Homani Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Shver according to Rabbi Yannai. Even though Rabbi Yannai said it is Likuva, that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But Rabbi Yannai is murdered according to Rabbi Nechemya. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yannai was only going according to Rabbi Nechemya. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, he was murdered, that's not Likuva. So Mele, according to the second Lashon, Rabbi Yannai could also come out good, according to this writer. Even though Rabbi Yannai said it was Likuva, that's only according to Rabbi Nechemya Shita. But according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, it's not Likuva according to Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, this writer comes out good according to Rabbi Yehuda. Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, Elo Lahas Lishna, according to the first Lashon before, the Amrit that you said, Pligi, it's a Machlekes even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So, Dishleim Olaman Diyom Loi Makfa, according to Rabbi Yechon, it said it's not Likuva, Hamani Rabbi Yehudi. According to Rabbi Yechon, it's good. It goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says the Hagrol is not Likuva. Elab, according to Rabbi Yannai. Elo Olaman Diyom Miyakfa, Rabbi Yannai said, according to everybody, the Hagrol is Likuva, Abizoy Hamani. Who does the price go like? According to Rabbi Yannai, it's a steer with this price. It says clearly, the Hagrol is only a mitzvah. If you don't do it, you can still have a chatis and a lazozel. And here, Rabbi Yannai said, no, it's Likuva. And for the Gemara, Tana mitzvah lo niach. I'll tell you, Rabbi Yannai learns that, the Brisa says it's a mitzvah, the Hanoch is a mitzvah. And it's the first avoid of that grolla to choose, that the Kohen Gadol has to put his two hands into the box to choose La Hashem and La Zozo. That's Likuva, that has to be done. And once he picks up whatever in his right hand, we know the right hand goes on the right sawyer. So automatically we know the right sawyer in front of him, that's going to be whatever came up in the right hand. Now there's a second mitzvah. After you pick it up in your hand, now you have to go and put it on top of the sawyer. So that's the Rabbi Yannai's also moida. That's only le mitzvah, not likuva. So that's from this braisa. That's what the braisa says, it's le mitzvah, not likuva. It means the hanochon. The enechnami, the hagrola, to choose from the box, according to Rabbi Yannai, that's likuva according to everybody. Toshima, come on, bring another raya. Mitzvah lahagrol. There's a mitzvah. It's a good thing to do. It's a mitzvah to make hagrola, to choose from the box which one is Lashem, which one's Lazozel. Ule hisvados, and to say vidui also. Rashi al soyer mishtalech in the siv visvadolov. There's a mitzvah to say vidui on the soyer mishtalech. What about loyhigrol? Let's say the Kohen Gadol did not make that hagrola on Yom Kippur. He didn't choose from the box. He just by himself. He said this one should be lachatis, this one Lazozel. For lo hisvados. And he didn't say vidui on the same mishleich either. Is kosher? Still, it's kosher. Is the chura? Who does this price go like? V'chitayim. So the kasher again is according to the first lashon before, according to Rabbi Yannai. According to the first lashon, according to Rabbi Yannai, everybody holds hagrol is likuva. And here the price says clearly it's only a mitzvah. And it says clearly if you didn't do it, still it's kosher. V'chitayim. Maybe you want to tell me hochinami here also. This price also means the same way. Lohaniach. This price is saying it's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is the hanocha. That after you made the agrola, you choose which one is the right, which one is on the left hand, now putting it on the serim, that's only the mitzvah. Fred Gemara, if you want to say that, aim a sefer. Let's see the sefer of this braisa. We have Yishimon Oimer, loy higrol kosher. If you didn't make agrola, the animal, it's still kosher. You could choose which one's lachatis, which one's lazozum. Loy hisvad epotum. But if you didn't make the vidui on the seyam eshtaleach lazozil, that's possible. Now, my loy higro, what does it mean if you didn't make that grol, it's kosher? Ilay maloy haniach, if you want to tell me, it means, just like you wanted to say until now, you'd after the Kohen Gadol picked it out with his two hands, he just didn't put it down on top of the serim, is mechlal the Reb Shimon sover, hagrol makva. It has to be then that Reb Shimon holds, hagrol is yemakiv. That's what you want to say. That loy higro just means he didn't put it down. Mashenke the agrol itself to choose that the Kohen Gadol has to put his two hands into the box, that is likuv. That's what you want to say. of Ezoiv Vatani, we learned like this. Meis Echad Mehen. What's going to be if the two Seirim, the two goats that have set aside, one of them died? Mevi Chaveroi Shlei Bagrola. What you could do is, whichever one is alive, let's say the one of Lazozel died, and the one Lachat is still alive. So just bring another goat, and maybe a Chaveroi Shlei Bagrola. The second goat you bring, now you don't have to choose anymore. But since the first one, Lachatas, is still alive, the second one automatically becomes now Lazozel. Divir Rebbe Shimon. Go help Rebbe Shimon.
Rashi.
Batanya, may second him. Liachar Agrola. Diev Shoroi Lahagri. You can't make another Agrola anymore. Elim came Yovi Shnayim Acher. Unless you bring another two. Viyelach Echolib, and one gets lost. Kremino Perik Esheni Shnei Sirin. If you have to make a new Hagrola, new choosing, you have to have two new ones. But only one died, you still have one left. And you don't want that one to be left to be lost. So the answer is, maybe Echad Min Hashuk, Tachas Zeh Shemeis, V'yechaveiro Shozeh Oymed, V'yein Tzorach L'Hagrom. Yeah. So what do you see? You see according to Rabbi Shimon here, that you don't have to make Hagrola. Because here it says, how do you bring the second animal here, the second Sawyer? His first he had two, and one died. Now the second one you bring, just don't bring it. See if you're going to tell me now Likuva, according to Reb Shimon, Hagrol is Likuva, that Metchila, you have to choose it from the girdle. What's the mitzvah? Just putting it on top of the Sawyer. But Metchila to choose from the Kalfe, to choose the lottery, that has to be done. So if one died, how can we say you bring a second one? Whichever one you want, where's the Hagrola? There's no girdle. Bishlem is going to tell me it's not Likuva, so it's good. Here you can't make a second one, because if you make a second Agrola, you're going to lose out the first animal that's still alive, so we don't tell you to do a Gerul. But if you tell me now you just wanted to say this Bryce holds, that Hagrol is Likuva, you have to make that Gerul, you can't choose one without the Gerul. How come here Reb Shimon says, if one dies, the second one comes, just choose it? So Gemara answers, Rebbe Shimon lo yodo my kami rabbonis. That's the true. Rebbe Shimon treat that tell you as maybe it's not Likuva. But Reb Shimon did not know what the Rabbana meant to say. So Rashi says, Reb Shimon lo yoda, lo yoylam z Rashi lo yigru, dikoma tanakama kosher lo yeniachu. It's not true. That's what the Tanakama says. If you don't make Hagrol, it's still kosher. It doesn't mean you didn't make any lottery. Havada that Hagrol is likuva. It just means after you chose the Lashem and Lazozel, you just didn't put them on top of the serum. Havad Ras the Pshat. Yerlam loy higu the koma tanakama kosher means loy heniachu. But the kasha look yer a kasha. Heichi come Reb Shimon alo loy higu kosher I hagrola zuhani anocha mashma di loy hel apostle Reb Shimon loy tikshalok. You can't ask this for kasha. Loy higu the koma Reb Shimon loy higu mamish koma loy hevi yoda the loy higu the koma tanakama anochu the koi lochi koma lohu Reb Shimon. In other words, Reb Shimon Takavada means that the whole Hagrola is not Likuva. But the Rabbonim before, they meant the Hagrola is Likuva, just the Anocha is not Likuva. And Reb Shimon wasn't talking to the point to the Rabbonim. The Gemara answers, Reb Shimon lo yoda my kami Rabbonim. Reb Shimon didn't know what the Rabbonim meant to say. Lochi komalu. This is what Reb Shimon answered back to the Rabbonim. That the Rabbonim first said that what, again, the price was, mitzvah la Hagrol ulisvadis. Loy higrov, loy yisvad the kosher. That's what the Rabbanan said. It's a mitzvah to make hagrolo, and it's a mitzvah to make vidui. If you don't do it, it's both kosher. Reb Shimon answered back and said like this, loy higrov kosher, that I'm asking to you. If you don't make hagrolo, it's like it's kosher. Of a loy yisvad apostle, that I'm not asking to you. If you don't say vidui on the seyer meshtaleach, you should know it's posel. So what did Reb Shimon mean to say back to the Rabbanan? So Marcel like this, vachi komalhu. This is what Reb Shimon meant to say back to the Rabbanan. I hagrola grola mamish karmisu. If you meant the Rabbanan to say that the whole hagrola you don't have to have, it's only a mitzvah. That's all it is. Yishno palignu alaychu b'chodem. I'm arguing on one thing. That what? That I'm asking to you that the hagrola according to Reb Shimon is not likuvay. You don't need hagrola. You could choose by yourself which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozom. It's only a mitzvah to make the hagrola. So Reb Shimon says to Rabbanan, if you also meant to say that when you said Hagrola is a mitzvah, you meant to say the whole Hagrola, even choosing from the lottery box, is only a mitzvah, then I only argue on the vidui. You say what if you don't say vidui on Lazozel, still it's kosher? That's Reb Shimon says no. If you don't say vidui on Lazozel, for sure it's possible. Now, I Hagrola the Karmisli. But if when you said the word Hagrola, But if what you meant to say, what's only a mitzvah, is after you choose the two lotteries, now just to put them on top of the two goats, that's only a mitzvah. Then Rav Shimon says, I argue both ways on you. Because Rav Shimon's shita for sure is that Hagrol is not likuva. Because that was the second brisa that Rav Shimon said. In the case that first you chose a one lachatis and one lazozel, and then one of the two died. So Shimon says, what do we do now? If the one lachatis is still alive, all you have to do is take another goat, what you want, any one you want, and make it lazozel. Either there's no new Hagrola. So you see, according to Rav Shimon, you do not need Hagrola. So that's for sure Rav Shimon shita. Rav Shimon holds the Hagrola is only lemitzvah, not likuva. And what is Chanda Rabbonin? Rav Shimon was mesufik what Rabbonin meant to say. If they meant to say the whole thing is a mitzvah, I'm asking to you. But if you mean to say Hagrol is likuva, just Anok is the mitzvah, then I'll argue on you both ways. Petarati. Toshima, coming another raya. Par makiv, esa soyu. The par is makiv the soyu. Rashi par makiv soyu. Im hiktim achas min havoide shel soyu hamucheris. Par. In the Seda Psukim it says, first the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur brings his par, and then he goes to bring the Soyer. That's the Seda Dvorim. Now let's say he mixed around and first did the Soyer and then he did the par. His halacha is, V'yosa Kodim LaPar, is a par Shuroi Likodim Loi Ma'akfoi Upoisloi Yishnoa becomes Posel. The Eina Onloi, it's no good. V'sorok Lachso LaSoysoi Liachra Par, you have to do it over again after the par. The Seder Abu Desayer Kachi, this is the Seder how you're supposed to do it. That the Pasha is Petchilos Mitzvadri Apar. First thing the Kohen Gadol says is Vidui on his par. Vidu Rishon. V'yachakach Magrol Ala Soyer. And then you choose the two Garolos to know which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozon. V'yachakach Mitzvad Ala Par Vidu Sheni. Then he goes back to his own par and he says a second time Vidui. V'shochetu, and he makes a Shechita. O Machnes Kafo Machta. And then he brings in the kafel macht into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to bring the k'teris. V'nois nesek k'teris aloesh. V'nois sein midama par ala kaparis. V'yachakach shirkin es ha-soyer. And after he finishes with the whole avodis of the par, now we first come to the soyer. V'nois sein mimenu ala kaparis. He makes his riko on the kaparis. V'yachakach nois sein midama par ala preuches. Then he goes back to his par and puts it on the preuches. V'yachakach midama soyer. And then he also puts the midama soyer on the preuches. V'yachakach mariv domim, then he mixes the two dams, the dam of the par and the dam of the sor together. Then he puts it on the mizbech apnim. That's the Seder Advarim. So first the par, then the soyer, then the par, then the sor, then together. This was the Seder Advarim. Now let's say he mixed it up. He did one before the other. So again, toshma, par makiv is a soyer. If the par is makiv the soyer, or the soyer ain't makiv is a par. The gate to the soyer is not makiv. Rashi Avla Soyer ain't a makiv as a par. That means im hiktem avoides a par. If you did the avoides a par before you're supposed to do the soyer, it doesn't pass on the soyer. The soyer was too kosher. Vu min amuchares l'shel soyer v'yos lefnei soyer ain't a soyer shoy roi l'kodim l'poitla. So if I care, I mean you're supposed to do the par, then the soyer, then the par. Let's say before you're supposed to do the second avoides of the par, you did the soyer. You switched it around. So the soyer does not pass on the par. The par is still kosher. If you did the par before the soyer, you did the wrong way, the soyer does not pass on the par. It's only the other way. If when you're doing the par and the soyer, you did the avodas soyer before the par passes the soyer. So the soyer becomes posel. But the par never becomes posel. Even though you changed around the avodas, the par is always kosher. The soyer, that becomes posel. What does that mean? If you bring the soy before the par, then the soy is no good. The soy is posel. Ela soyer ain't makiv as a par maninu. What does it mean that the soy does not share the par? The par is always still kosher. Elaine, if you want to tell me, it means like this. If you first made this rigas adam from the par and the hechol, makme matonis the soyer bifnim. Before you did the avodah of the korban asoyer in the kodesh hakadoshim, so b'zakat gemara chukik siv b'hu. Whatever is negated to the pnim to the kodesh hakadoshim, the other pasuk says chukik tikuva. If you do it the wrong way, it's possible. Elo lav yatatam means to say the akdim matonis the par b'fnim. You did the avodah of the par inside. Mekame before hagrolam. before you did the agrola. Now, umid the sidra loy makiv, since the seder, when the agrola has to come, is not likuva, is a chura svaro, ikra agrola nami loy makfa. Who are then the ikra agrola, the whole mitzvah is not likuva. It's just like you say, if you did the agrola itself the wrong place, the wrong time, it's okay, it's not likuva. So chura it's a svaro, if you don't do the whole agrola altogether, it's not likuva. It should also be kosher. So chura it's a kasher, again on Rabbi Yanai. So my answer is, lo, that's not the pshat over here. Hatayah means here, the akhtir matonis the par, the mizbeach. You made this rikas of the dam of the par on the mizbeach. Mak me matonis the soy the hechel. Before you put the matonis of the soy in the hechel. Not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but in the hechel. So the kids said, we're not talking about the agrola altogether. So you have no right from here if the agrola is likuva or not likuva. It could be like the machloikas before. It could be maybe it is likuva. But here we're not talking about you didn't do the agrola. The agrola could be is likuva. This goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Yom Advar Manasim Abig De Lovim Bachut Loi Makfei. He says even though these matonis the par b'mizbeach, and he did it before the matonis of the story b'heichol, even though the Kohen Gadol was wearing his Big Day Lovim when he did these avoidis, but since these avoidis are not bifnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they're only in the heichol and outside, it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, it's not likuva. Even though the pasuk says chukah, chukah doesn't only mean whatever you're doing when you wear the Big Day Lovim, but it also means it has to be inside lefnim. It's only an avodah that was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's likuva, you change around the Seder. But an avodah that was done outside is not likuva. That's what we're saying here. Even though you did the soya before the par, before the soya, it's not always likuva. For tomorrow, for the matonas of the pnim ketoni, we're talking about those the matonas of the pnim we're talking about, what's doing inside. So the elchur zich likuva. The Marin says, "Elohamani Rabbi Shimon he." We go across Rabbi Shimon. The Yom Hagrola Loi Miyakfa. You have to answer true. You can't be talking about the matonis because it's talking about the matonis shebefnim. So you have to say the seder that wasn't done right was the Hagrola. So again, you have a raya Hagrola is not likuva, and Mele goes across Rabbi Shimon shita that we prove already. Rabbi Shimon holds the Hagrola is not likuva. The boy is saying, "No, the Teretz is not telling you Rabbi Yehuda he." When he the seder Loi Miyakfa true. It goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. And we're talking about the Hagrola. So you have a Raya, even though you did the Gerul the wrong time, still it's kosher. But I tell you, there's no Raya. Even though the Seder, when you did the Hagrola, is not Likuva, but it could be Hagrola Miyu Miyakfa. It could be, but if you don't do the Hagrola altogether, if you don't choose from the Gerul, which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozel, Stam, the Kohen Gadol himself wants to say, could be that's Likuva, that's possible. Even though the Seder, you do it the wrong time, is kosher, but I call upon him, you're doing the Hagrola. If you don't do the Hagrola altogether, that's worse, that could be Likuva. And Biyoz Latamayo, this goes Latamayo, Shrashi Apluktam, to Lo Yisvadikoi. This is going on what we learned before. There was another Machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbonin. That Rabbonin said, Vidui on the story HaMashtalech is not Likuva. And Rabbi Shimon said, yes, if you don't do Vidui on the story HaMashtalech, that's Likuva. All right, we'll stop here.